Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here, Spirit Connection, podcast July 15, 2020. Wow, things are cooking, things are flying around everywhere, but I'm still trusting what God has shown me and many other people right now. We are going to get through this. We're going to get through the pandemic. We are going to get through the attack of the enemy to get us to try to stop meeting together, the attack against the authorities, the attack all over the world right now. And I want to release this word right now. A little bit more, I've been talking about it all month, but it's the gate of joy is going to open. And the Lord spoke to me that it's going to open on July 19th, which is this week. And it's 7 weeks. Why July 19th? I had an encounter. It's really interesting. 3 years ago, I was taken into 49 days of encounters into heaven. And it's behind a veil of heaven. I was shown things about the revival. I was shown things about heaven. It was so much. I haven't even put a fraction of it in any type of book, or I talk about it here or there. What I do talk about it, what I read from my heavenly journal, the presence and the power comes. But when I had those experiences that I dictated into my computer, when I had them 3 years ago in 2017, at that time, at Pentecost in May, in fact, 3 years ago, this is unusual, May 31st, 2017, I had an encounter that I thought was for then, but then I figured out that it was for actually this year. In fact, Pentecost fell on May 31st, 2020. And this word I got, I mean, it was a powerful prophetic word during my heavenly encounters about Pentecost and about something being released. And so I had what I would call a flashback encounter, so to speak, where I was praying during the time right before Pentecost, during May. I was praying and the Lord took me back to this encounter. And he said, this is happening right now. And he had actually spoke the actual date in 2017. He spoke the date, July 19th. And he said, 7 weeks after Pentecost, something new was going to be released. He said it was the gate of joy. And I didn't know that it was actually for 3 years later. I didn't really release it in one of my main prophetic words, which you think I would have. But it's because it was for later. And this is what's happening this year. So I released this word on May 31st, on the day of Pentecost. I released that 7 days after that, which was June 7th, that the cure of the coronavirus was going to be released from heaven. Now, I haven't seen it. I know that there's a lot of things that are, I don't know the timing of it. I just heard the Lord say that it was going to happen. I thought it was going to happen previously, but this is the update that I know, and I'm contending for it. I believe that we're going to see this both supernaturally and physically, you know, medically. And so the other thing was 7 weeks later, which was the gate of joy was going to open on July 19th, and that's this week. The gate of joy will open. In fact, you could go through it now because it's a spiritual thing. And then 7 months later, after Pentecost, is December 31st, we will enter into a new season. Now, the way prophetic words, especially things like this, they're not global. It's not like everyone's going to do this, especially when you're dealing with a gate. A gate means that it's actually an entryway. It's not a blanket word that the rain is going to come over everybody. In fact, the Lord told me this week, because the warfare kicked up so heavy against this, against joy opening. He told me the last 2 weeks that you need to take it by storm. And I've been storming the gate of joy. I've already entered in. I'm already moving in joy, living in joy right now. No matter what it looks like outside, no matter what happened. In fact, I get attacked in the middle of the night. I'm still with joy. I'm staying in the place of joy and peace and God's love. And so I want to give you this verse, which is very interesting. You'll want to write this down and take a look at it. Begin to pray over it. Joel 1:16. Has not food been cut off from our very eyes and gladness, joy and gladness from the house of God? Has not food been cut off of our very eyes and joy and gladness from the house of God? Now, isn't that what we've been going through? A lot of cases of our food supply has been cut off. We're in a time of Joel 1:16. Joy's been removed. Gladness has been removed during the pandemic. But the Lord's saying this significance of the gate, we need to storm the gate. Last night, I was up storming that gate because the enemy tried to close it, was hitting me so hard, was doing all kinds of things. And I stormed the gate of joy, got back in, and I'm staying there right now. In fact, I'm in the gate of joy. I'm in joy right now. I'm in this joy bubble that's around me. I want to release it over you. And you can jump in now. You don't have to wait till July 19th. In fact, I believe that whatever you read in the Bible, whatever you see, you could actually legally do these things. Now, not everything's for this season, but there's things that you can actually do. So to get into this, it's going to require, it did for me anyway, it required singing and a new sound and to come into agreement with heaven. Psalm 33:3, sing to the Lord a new song. Praise the name of the Lord with music and sing to the Lord a new song with shouts of joy. I was quietly last night praying in the spirit. And I was just praying in the spirit in the midst of my attack quietly. I didn't want to wake my wife up because it was late. And I was singing with shouts of joy because I know that the Lord's word is true. He has not left us. The pandemic is not going to overpower us. The Lord's doing something new. So steps to get into joy right now is found in singing and music and making a sound. You know, I've been talking a lot about the heavenly encounters back in 2017 that I had, and I think they were between May 5th and June 4th of 2017. They weren't 49 days consecutively, but I did have 49 encounters with the Lord, and one of them, in fact, I'm going to pull some of them out because every time I release excerpts from it, when I read it, it's from heaven, and so there's heavenly just aspects that are attached to it. There's an anointing. There's a way to heaven. There's power behind these things. So even today when I was preparing this message for you right now, I said, Lord, you know, I've kind of joined everybody out. I've been talking about the gate of joy. What more is there? And so I just went back through my heavenly journal and pulled out excerpts where I saw the word joy or when I was having to do with music. And I'm going to actually read some of this with you and over you. And I know that the Lord's doing these things now. It's going to shift the heavenly atmosphere, especially over the next couple of days, to get that gate open if it's not open, or to get you to a new level if that's what you need. And so this is excerpts from a heavenly journal from 2017. I just pulled a bunch of them out. First of all, I saw an angel. Actually, it was a group of angels called Hope, and they were dispatched to the earth to get us through difficult times. And I looked. It wasn't just Hope. There was all kinds of classifications of these new angels that were coming. I don't know if they're new, but they were on the earth. They had authority with them. And when the angels of Hope come, like right now, they're being released. I'm seeing this happen. The angel of Hope, these are angels of Hope, are being released over you. I looked and saw these angels were actually roaming the earth. They were lifting people out of pits of darkness. They were releasing people from the plan of the enemy. Lord, I release the angels of Hope right now. Release the angels of Hope in Jesus' name. Other thing is the sounds and the songs of heaven. Out of everything I was experiencing, when I think back about it, when I read through it, it's the sound of heaven that impacted me the most. It was in harmony with everything that was going on in heaven and on earth. In fact, there was a sound. It seemed like that there was sounds that was connected with everything. I remember I was having this one time we were walking. Jesus said, follow me. And it was a group of us. We were walking. And as we did, everything came alive. The flowers danced. They sang. Everything worshiped. And in fact, in the book of Revelation, John, the first thing that he does in Revelation 4, when he enters into the heavenly realm, he enters through the door. He says, come up here and I'll show you. First thing that happens is worship breaks out. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty breaks out. Whatever you're dealing with heaven, it's the sounds and the songs that are released from heaven. And I remember the Lord telling me this during one of those encounters. He said that, you know, not every song on earth, actually people could pick up and record these songs. And as we sang some of the songs back to the Lord, it caused us to come into agreement with heaven. And he said some songs actually, that's why they impact you more. They came from heaven. And there's people who actually pick up on these things. And that's the anointing that comes with this. And so as this is going on, the word of the Lord right now is that there's sounds, there's new sounds and songs coming from heaven. And you can grab hold of it. You don't need to be a musician to do this. You know, I'm not that good of a musician. I would just pick up my guitar and just play something. You don't have to really play. You just worship in the spirit and you come into agreement with heaven. And I saw people actually worshiping on earth. And as they were worshiping on earth, their spirits were connected in a place in heaven. And that's why when you go into some extended worship that you feel that place, that connection, so to speak. I've actually trained myself now. I can connect instantly, you know, because I've been there. So I'm going to release that over you right now to connect into heaven. I want you to go back and pick out songs that have impacted you. That's what I do. I have a playlist of this. Now, here's another excerpt. Suddenly, a new song was being released. New music was being released in heaven. The trees, the plants, the flowers were all dancing with brilliant color and flowing from there. It was refreshing. All of us, our soul, our spirits were all, was coming alive. I was amazed that on earth we had no idea that this is actually happening in heaven. Until you step into this, you don't have to see it, but you can feel it, smell it, taste it. It's so real. The angel actually, in this one encounter, prophesied Psalm 33:6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made and their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. And as it was said, the Lord was there and he breathed on us. And I felt the wind of the Lord right now is coming. Lord, would you breathe on us? We need your encouragement. I'm going to prophesy right now, new joy, new songs, new ideas, creative flow from heaven right now. Lord, we pray, Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5. The word of the Lord is right and true, and he is faithful in all that he does. He's righteous and just, and the earth is filled with his unfailing love. There's something about Psalm 33 that's got something on it right now. And so, there's something happening. I just see just a real vision of those new songs being dropped down to ideas, these business ideas as well. And I'm seeing this happen. There's an interaction happening with people. I want to prophesy over you. Get up right now and feel that tangible presence of the Lord. And wow, the wind of heaven is here. The wind of heaven is blowing. That's what's going to blow open that gate for you, the gate of joy. Don't forget about that. Step out. Step into that place in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Well, that was powerful. Woo. You'll want to listen to this again. I bet I will. We have a couple things coming up this month in July. I'm going to be teaching for the very first time how to activate your prophetic vision. It's called the Seer Gift. It's an online training, July 25th, 10 a.m. to noon. It is live. And you can go to dougaddison.com/seer and sign up for it because it's the first time I've ever taught on the Seer Gift. It's powerful. You can also get my How to Develop Products and Online Courses Masterclass. This is crazy inexpensive because of the pandemic. I put it together 4 really powerful sessions with worksheets, a workbook on how we do it, you know, how we're able to do the things that we do on the internet. And for a limited time, it's $47. Go to dougaddison.com/develop. Just want to give you some things that will help you to step in. Follow my daily prophetic word and get the Doug Addison app at the Apple App Store or the Google Play. And you can turn on things on there, the notifications, and get the daily prophetic delivered and things like that. All right. I just know the gate of joy is going to open over you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.